Episode 3374, Reclaim the Sabbath.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, and I hope you're getting some rest. And if not, well, maybe you need to reconsider what God has in store for you so you can reclaim the Sabbath. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, busyness tends to mute the need to rest. But how can you live life if you don't pause for the cause of refreshment? Instead of giving your power away to another day, reclaim the Sabbath. In today's fast-paced world where hustle culture often takes center stage, and it's kind of weird to think about it that way, but that's really what it is, man. For me to get ahead of things, I've got to keep working and working harder and working faster. And sometimes it's just not streamlining the way God wants us to. And so this hustle culture takes center stage, and the concept of the Sabbath appears to seem outdated or impractical, right? Is it really a fix? But how is it outdated? How is rest impractical? You know, delving into the true essence of the Sabbath from a biblical perspective sheds light on its profound significance. I mean, in the beginning, right? Let's just start from there. But before we get into all that, the Sabbath, originating from the Hebrew word Shabbat, means to cease or rest. And in the book of Genesis, we read that God rested on the seventh day after creating the heavens and the earth, establishing a rhythm of work and rest. Even God rested. Even God saw how good his work was. But God also knew he needed to rest. And I think in that rest time, I mean, people can argue, well, God is the Almighty. He doesn't need rest. I can understand that argument from an earthly perspective. But from a heavenly perspective, he needed to clear his mind, clear his space. He just created the world, for goodness sakes. Wouldn't you be a little bit tired if you just created your world? I think you would be. We are constantly and consistently encouraged to find rest in the Lord throughout the Bible, throughout Scripture. Even when Jesus walked the earth, he rested. Psalm 62, verse 1 reminds us, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him." It's not from our acts, our deeds, our service. Yes, obedience is positive, but your soul is going to find rest in God alone. It's not about trying to save yourself by, "I got to be more busy. I got to be more productive. I've got to be. Peace and security are found when you entrust your life to God. Not what you control, but what God controls. Yes, you have to put forth the action to solidify what God is asking you to do, right? Noah did when he built the ark. The ark just wasn't magically appearing. Noah and his family built the ark. Well, God wants us to rest, are we? The Greek term sabbaton signifies a day of sacred assembly and rest. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus extends a powerful invitation saying, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Rest isn't necessarily sleeping. Yes, it does mean that, but that's where we kind of screw things up, honestly, as we put our own definitions into the words instead of looking at what God wants, his definitions, his heavenly perspective. Then this invitation of "come to me, all you who are weary and burdened" is a comforting reminder that in our moments of exhaustion and overwhelm, we can find comfort and renewal in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Reclaim the Sabbath. Stop giving it to everybody else. Stop giving your rest away. Dr. Robert Schuller emphasized the importance of the Sabbath, stating, "Sunday is a perfect day to refuel your soul and be grateful for each and every one of your blessings." Now, some would state, understand this because I can hear it already, the Sabbath is not Sunday, it's Saturday. Yes, that is correct. But for some people, because of the way the world works, so with the earthly eyes, Sunday becomes Sabbath. So I'm going to say it this way. However you define the Sabbath, whether it's on Saturday or Sunday, you are to rest. You are to be in the presence of your Heavenly Father. And you need to understand that this divine recognition of rest is a vital component of your well-being. Hebrews 4, verses 9 and 10 emphasizes the significance of entering into God's rest. And it says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. The spiritual rest that transcends physical relaxation invites us to release our burdens and find peace in God's unchanging presence. So when we're in this world constantly vying for our attention and productivity, saying, you've got to do more, you got to do more, can you not produce more? And you're like, I am so exhausted. And then you come home and the kids want you and your spouse wants you. And it's like, whoa, 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 time out. Reclaiming the Sabbath is not merely a matter of convenience, but a reflection of honoring God's design for holistic living. He wants your whole being to be his, to be present with him. And you can't do that if you have to juggle all of the craziness of the world. The chaos is never going to quit, but you can choose to rest. In the stillness of the Sabbath, we find restoration for our souls and realign our priorities with what truly matters. My friend, the Bible consistently portrays rest as a foundational aspect of our faith journey, reminding us of the restorative power of surrendering to God's care and provision. So as we realign our perspective on the Sabbath, let us embrace the divine invitation to rest, reflect, and rejuvenate, recognizing that true fulfillment transcends the relentless pursuit of productivity. It's not about do, 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 but rest, rest, rest. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.